Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of A Waltz for Matilda, The Matilda Saga, Book 1, written by Jackie French and read by Edwina Wren. The dedication reads, A love song to a land and to a nation. To the seven generations of women who taught me the lessons in this book. Publisher's note. The song Waltzing Matilda arose from a collaboration between A.B. Banjo Patterson, who wrote the poem in 1895, and Christina McPherson, who was responsible for the earliest version of the music. Over the years, a number of different versions of the song have been sung and recorded. The National Library of Australia refers to three versions, one being Patterson's, and another being the arrangement by Marie Cowan in 1903. We cannot be certain whether Cowan obtained the original version directly from Patterson or whether she heard it sung and transcribed it. However she came to write it, it is Cowan's version that most of us recognise and which is sometimes referred to as the popular version. It is this version that appears at the end of this audiobook. Listeners interested in more information on this most famous of all Australia's bush poems can go to the National Library of Australia website, www.nla.gov.au/epubs/waltzingmatilda. Apology. This book is set from 1894 to 1915, a time of widespread racism, some of it quite unconscious. The desire to pass new comprehensive laws to keep Australia white was one of the reasons many supported the Federation of States that became the Nation of Australia. Writing about those times has needed racist words and racist assumptions that are not and should not be in common use today. But without them, it would be impossible to show the hatred of those times or the ideas that made today's Australia. Jackie French. Chapter 1. August, 1894. Dear Dad, I hope you're well. Did you get my last letter? Mum and I are not at Aunt Anne's now. We are living with Mrs. Dawkins in Grinders Alley. It is a boarding house. We only have one room, but Mrs. Dawkins is kind. She found me a job. It is in a jam factory. I pretend I'm 14, not 12, so I get paid 3 shillings a week. The boys get 6 shillings, which is not fair. A bullock dray fell on Aunt Anne. She did not get better. Mum and I could not pay the rent. The bailiffs came and took our furniture. Mum had to go to hospital for an operation, but we do not have the money for doctors now. Mum is very thin and cannot do her sewing, but she says she will be better soon. I hope you are all right. We've not had a postal order from you for more than a year. That's why I wonder if you got my letters and know what happened to Mum and Aunt Anne. It is very different in Grinders Alley from Aunt Anne's. All the houses are squashed together. The smoke from the chimneys just sits above the houses. Our rent is 1 shilling a week. I buy day-old bread and spoiled vegetables to make soup, and Mrs. Dawkins lets me use her kitchen. But there is not enough money to buy medicines, so I hope you will send a postal order soon. I miss Aunt Anne and my friends at school. It is too far away for me to see them. Also, I have only Sunday off each week. I'm worried about Mum too. She says she is all right, but I do not think she is. Give my love to the sheep and the lambs. I wish I could see them and your farm some day. And you too. Do you have a dog? I like dogs. Your loving daughter, Matilda. P.S. It is hard for Mum to breathe in Grinders Alley. If we could come to the farm, I think she might be better. P.P.S. If somebody else is reading this because Dad's away shearing, could you send it to him, please?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?